Hey, everybody, before we start the show, I just wanted to tell you that we have a Patreon if you're interested in supporting the show. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com, and you can get rid of all of the pesky commercials. And it's cheap. It's only $1 a month. patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And our allergies hitting me today. My goodness, my allergies are hitting hard. My eyes are watering. Like, the allergies are going right through the allergy medication. So my voice is going to sound a little bit different today because of that. I apologize. But we have a very big show for you this Tuesday. I was going to say this week, but now that we're two times a week, I can't get that in my head. Apparently, you guys all know because you've been listening. Last episode, I mentioned the levels of autonomy. I said that no one was technically at level 4. Tommaso emailed in, rightfully so, and said, hey, since Waymo is working in a geofenced area and they are driverless in some of their vehicles, that's technically level 4. We had a nice little discussion back and forth, and then I started thinking, I was like, why am I digging in on this so hard? Because I was digging in pretty hard on the fact that even though Waymo is driving around my neighborhood and it doesn't have a driver and it is geofenced, that's not level 4 in my head. So I had to stop and evaluate where this was coming from me. And ultimately, I was having an emotional reaction based on my experiences, and I wasn't really dealing with the facts. And that's okay. Like, I think people can have an emotional reaction and often do have an emotional reaction. And that's okay. But for this show, I try to provide you factual information, and I try not to let my bias when I'm reporting the information creep in. I will tell you my opinion afterwards, but while I'm giving you some sort of fact or something that I've read and I understand to be a fact, I try not to put my own bias into that. And in this situation, I failed. And you know what? That's totally okay. I fail at a lot of things. I don't feel bad about failing, but I do want to correct that. And I want to encourage people, and there are people who do this in a very respectful way, but I want to encourage more people. If I get something wrong, I don't have a problem telling you that I got it wrong. So, and I don't have a problem listening to your feedback if it's negative, as long as it's done respectfully. So if you want to tell me these things, you can email me. It's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. One other positive thing that Tommaso did for me, and it really helped me out, is he basically broke down the levels of autonomous driving into two different groups. Levels 0 through 2 our driver assist, or to say better, as Tommaso said it, is that the system supports the driver, whereas 3 through 5, it's automated. And 3 is kind of in between the two, because if the system can't handle it, it just throws it back onto the driver. This is a great way to look at how the levels of autonomous driving function and kind of their purpose. And going forward, when I talk about autonomous driving, I will definitely be using this in the future to help further explain how all this works. So thank you, Tommaso, for doing that. I really appreciate it. It was a good discussion. All right, let's go ahead and jump into Lucid's Q3 2022 earnings call. First up, we have Peter Rawlinson and his opening remarks, which I have heavily edited. There's a lot of bluster. This man is smart. If you've ever watched his YouTube talks, his engineering talks, he is a smart guy. He knows his engineering. However, he's also really good at marketing. So I tried to remove as much of the marketing stuff as possible and just kind of boil it down to the techie, nerdy information that we all love. So let's jump in and listen to our first clip.
Now, I'm delighted to say that we've made significant progress towards achieving our 2022 production target of 6,000 to 7,000 vehicles. In Q3, we achieved a record quarterly production of 2,282 vehicles, more than triple that of Q2, and deliveries of 1,398, which is more than double that of Q2. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone at Lucid for your collective efforts, which have been central to driving these meaningful increases as we scale and ramp production and deliveries. Now, in Q2, we weren't in a position to give you a figure for a weekly production number. But today, I'm pleased to announce that we've now proven our ability to produce 300 cars a week. So, in fact, I'm joining today's earnings call once again from AMP1 in Arizona, right off the factory floor where we've been very busy. Just last week, we commenced production of the Lucid Air Touring, and I'm looking forward to personally deliver the very first one to a customer next week. Touring is our 620 horsepower dual motor all-wheel drive version of the Air with a 0 to 60 of around 3.2 seconds. And whilst I'm very excited to be able to offer a more affordable version of Air with Touring, I'm equally as excited by Lucid Air Pure, which will be our most affordable Air variant with up to 480 horsepower. We're on track to start production of Pure soon and expect to start delivering the first of these vehicles before year end. As everyone may be aware, my bigger picture vision has always been to establish a Lucid group of companies that encompass not just cars, but an energy ecosystem as well as a technology licensing. And these are the three pillars, if you will. So we recently launched our Lucid vehicle accessories, which includes the Lucid connected home charging station, the first step into the company's future energy ecosystem. This at-home charging solution can support up to 19.2 kilowatts of electrical power, which enables charging of up to 80 miles per hour to match Lucid Air's industry-leading fast AC charging rate. The home station will effectively double the rate at which the Lucid Air can be charged when installed at full power compared to the included charging cable. Now, the charging station is also equipped with hardware ready for bi-directional electric power and is Wi-Fi enabled for future over-the-air updates. Turning to our battery strategy, I'm delighted to announce that we recently validated battery cells with another global battery supplier. We expect this agreement, along with our existing agreements with LG and Samsung, to give us sufficient cell supply both in 2022 as well as 2023. And we're working on long-term supply arrangements with numerous suppliers. Indeed, I'd like to take this moment to thank all our suppliers who worked very hard with us during these challenging times. So, to sum up, I'm incredibly proud of the Lucid team and what we've accomplished despite the many challenges that we and the industry faced. In just a short amount of time, we brought our logistics operations in-house. We restructured our logistics and manufacturing operation. We brought in exceptional leadership. We've addressed some of the gating factors impacting Q2 production, and we delivered on the software experience one would truly expect of a Lucid Air and launched our technology division. And I believe we're only just getting started. We'll deliver variants across the performance and affordability spectrum with Sapphire, Touring, and Pure. We'll begin on our global expansion with the first deliveries into Europe and into Saudi Arabia by the end of the year. We'll unveil Project Gravity SUV early next year, and we'll continue to focus on extending our unsurpassed technology leadership. Lastly, and most importantly, I'd like to thank our customers for your faith in us. I've met a number of you and your families, and your feedback and delight are really a part of what drives me and the whole team here to deliver the quality and experience you truly deserve.
It sounds like Lucid had quite the quarter. They produced 2,282 vehicles. They delivered 1,398 vehicles. They're currently producing 300 cars a week. So that all sounds really good, especially when you consider their cars, you know, close to $160,000. As we're listening to this today, the Lucid Air Touring, they've started deliveries on that. We'll cover that more when we talk about the Lucid launch event after we talk about the Lucid Q3 2022 earnings call. The Lucid Air Pure production is going to start soon with deliveries by the end of the year. This is all great. He mentioned the Lucid connected home charger. I was really curious to see if he was going to talk about the other piece to the bi-directional charging. You just can't have this charger in your home. You need something else that interfaces between the charger, the car, and your house. It's just not enough to have the charger, but he didn't mention that. And it sounds like Lucid isn't going to be battery cell constrained for battery, which is, you know, fine. They're not selling all that many cars, so I can't imagine that they would be. The only thing that I would think that would cause them problems is they order so few batteries as compared to larger manufacturers like Tesla, that they wouldn't be able to get them because they just can't put in a big order. But it sounds like they're doing pretty well in this regard. Some of the things that I edited out, because there's a bunch of bluster. Like, I think that clip was about four and a half minutes long. He talked for about 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that. And a bunch of it was just, like I said, bluster. He mentioned over-the-air updates as if they were something new. And he went into great detail explaining over-the-air updates. I don't think you guys needed to hear that. There are some current supply chain constraints. He didn't go into detail, but he did mention that was an issue that they are working through. And then they're bringing logistics operations in-house, and they're restructuring logistics in the manufacturing process. And I'm not surprised they're making these changes. Honestly, it would be irresponsible for them not to improve this process. And finally, he talked about the Project Gravity SUV. There's going to be some events, and reservations will begin in 2023, and production for that vehicle will start in 2024. And I'm sure in 2023, we'll talk about this vehicle a lot. But for now, we're going to move on to Sherry House, the Chief Financial Officer of Lucid Group. She's going to give her opening remarks. Again, I heavily edited this down to something that's more manageable, just so you're aware. You can go back and you can listen to the whole thing if you want to hear the entire financial update. However, these updates they used to be somewhat manageable, and now I think hers was something like 13 minutes long. Peter Rawlinson, I went back and looked, his was 15-ish minutes long. These are just too long to cover on this show, so I had to edit it down. So let's go ahead and dive into Sherry's opening remarks.
In Q3, we scaled across every corner of our business, from manufacturing and engineering to G&A, sales, and service. We've made tremendous strides in our production ramp. We launched our new Sapphire brand, introduced additional product features, and worked to enhance our customer experiences through our expanding sales and service network. All of this strong progress was only possible through the perseverance and collaboration of each and every one of you, and I'm incredibly proud to work alongside you. Now, turning to our third quarter financial results. As Peter mentioned, we produced 2,282 vehicles, more than triple our Q2 production numbers, and delivered 1,398 vehicles, which was more than double Q2. The variance between production and deliveries is primarily a function of vehicles distributed across three areas of the delivery process: vehicles in transit, vehicles awaiting pre-delivery inspection, and vehicles awaiting delivery to a customer. As we mature as a business, we'll continue to learn and refine our in-transit, inspection, and delivery processes. So in the near to medium term, we expect vehicles produced to pace at a higher volume than vehicle deliveries as we accelerate our production and we initiate international deliveries in the fourth quarter, the latter which requires longer in-transit times. We continue to have strong demand with more than 34,000 reservations as of November 7th. Turning to inventory. Inventory in the quarter increased due to a combination of our production volume ramp and vehicles in transit to customers. However, we reduced work in progress inventory by more than half relative to last quarter as we made progress on completing production of in-process vehicles from Q2. In Q3, we secured approximately 495 acres of land situated underneath our AMP1 factory, and we also entered into an option to purchase additional land around our existing facility, further securing our future needs. Capital expenditures were $290.1 million in Q3. Year-to-date CapEx was close to $785 million. Our phase two expansion at AMP1 is progressing, and we expect to begin moving air production into the South Building in the first half of next year. Construction's ongoing, but we've started installing some equipment, and as we discussed last quarter, we're using a portion of our expanded footprint for logistics. Now, moving to our international expansion efforts. Just recently, Peter and I and some of the Lucid team were in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, meeting with government and banking partners in conjunction with the opening of our studio in Riyadh. We're already starting to realize the benefits of the KSA relationship and the $3.4 billion in economic support. We were happy to announce the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the Human Resources Development Fund, or HRDF, in Saudi Arabia, as well as the receipt of the first grant from the Ministry of Investment of Saudi Arabia, also known as NISA. HRDF, which is part of the National Development Fund, will contribute 75% of the training cost and salary support for more than 1,000 employees, resulting in an estimated contribution of more than $50 million over a five-year period. This collaboration and investment from HRDF will allow Lucid to provide essential and meaningful training opportunities for Saudi nationals, many of whom have not worked in the EV space previously and will be instrumental in making sure we have well-trained professionals as we launch Lucid's first international manufacturing location.
So Lucid Motors still has 34,000 outstanding reservations, which is great. Again, this isn't a huge number when you consider like Tesla's numbers and things like that. However, this is, you know, between an $80,000 to $200,000 car. So $34,000 represents a lot of money. That 34,000 reservations that they have, that does not include the 100,000 vehicle contract that they have with Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Wealth Fund. I think the Saudi Wealth Fund is now called the Human Resources Development Fund. They're a huge investor in Lucid. Actually, their investment was the reason why Lucid was able to start building their AMP-1 in Casa Grande, Arizona. So they're a big deal and very important to Lucid, especially in the beginning when they need access to money. Sherry talked about expanding their retail spaces and their service centers, and that they increased the mobile vans by 10%. I would like to know how many mobile vans they have and how these vehicles are distributed, because I'm not sure if it made the clip or not, but they can service something like 80 to 90% of the problems Lucid customers have with their mobile service fleet. So they're they're very important. I just don't know how many they have. If they had 100 and they increased it by 10%, that's only 10 new vans covering, you know, the whole of the United States. And then at the very end, Sherry talked about the expansion efforts with production and things like that. I'm not going to go into that because I really don't have anything else to say on the matter. So in a typical earnings call, we'll have opening statements from the CFO and the CEO, and then we'll have questions, whether that's from retail investors or analysts. Today, we're not going to go over the questions. And the reason why is because these questions were actually mostly financial in nature, which I know is weird for an earnings call for them to be financial and not technical. But because it is so finance-based, we're just not going to go over those questions. A lot of the questions were either finance-based, or they were asking questions that were already covered in the opening remarks. So I was like, well, probably doesn't make sense to go over this stuff because I don't know how many people are going to be interested in it really. So as always, I'll put the link to the earnings call in the show notes. But that's not the end of the show. We actually have the Lucid launch event, which is it's actually called In the Air and Beyond Launch Event 2022. Lucid is going to give us more information on what they're up to, the Lucid Air Pure, the Touring, the Grand Touring. We're going to find out all about their products that they're launching in much more detail than what Peter talked about earlier in this episode. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our Lucid Air event.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
First up, we're going to hear about the Lucid Air Pure.
Hi, I'm Peter Rawlinson. Thank you so much for joining us for our launch event. Today, I'm proud to introduce two new Lucid models and to share with you how they exactly fit into the exciting Lucid Air lineup. But before we do that, I'd like to take a quick look back over what we've accomplished during the past year. We've built Lucid from a relatively unknown company that was delivering its very first vehicles into a global luxury brand that's spoken of in the same breath as the world's storied luxury marks. All by showing the world how it is truly possible to take electric vehicles to the next level. Now, engineering and producing the world's most efficient and long-range electric vehicles is incredibly important work. But make no mistake, it's also incredibly challenging. But it's easily the most fulfilling work of my career, largely because of the ingenuity and commitment of the entire Lucid team, and in their steadfast belief in our mission to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles and create, well, ultimately, a more sustainable future for all mankind. Now I'd like to introduce the Lucid Air Pure. Air Pure is the elemental air. It's the embodiment of our approach to technical innovation, distilled into its purest form. And moreover, it's a personal favorite of mine. It's got performance, range, luxury, technology and design. It's all here in a remarkably efficient package. Air Pure is a vitally important vehicle because it will open the door for more people to enjoy the Lucid experience. Now, Air Pure is available in two different configurations. First, we're launching with the dual motor all-wheel drive version, and we'll follow up next year with our single motor rear-wheel drive variant. The dual motor all-wheel drive version of Lucid Air Pure delivers 480 horsepower. Now, Air Pure will be built with our 18-module battery pack, and this is our lightest, most compact battery pack, and yet it still provides an EPA-estimated 410 miles of range in an all-wheel drive form. And that's exceeding the estimate that we shared when we initially launched the Air Pure. And in fact, even with the more compact sculpted pack and the extraordinary rear seating comfort, our range starts above where others leave off. Because the Air Pure pack is built with fewer modules, we were able to configure it to deliver even more rear footroom and comfort. This is the ultimate expression of our Lucid Space concept, where we turn vehicle packaging into an art form. Lucid's in-house designed Wunderbox technology comes standard with the Air Pure, handling charging seamlessly and delivering up to 200 miles of range in 15 minutes. Dream Drive also comes standard with Air Pure, which can be optionally upgraded to Dream Drive Pro, which includes 32 sensors, all seamlessly integrated, including cameras on all sides, short and long-range radars, an array of ultrasonic sensors, augmented by a high-resolution LiDAR that uses laser beams to measure distance from objects so it works in a variety of adverse weather conditions. DreamDrive Pro delivers an expanded suite of features today, like surround view monitoring and blind spot display and highway assist. But best of all, DreamDrive and DreamDrive Pro are both future ready with over-the-air software updates.
Now, Lucid Air was already one of the most aerodynamically efficient vehicles in the world. And if there's one thing that defines us, it's that we're relentlessly searching for ways to improve our vehicles. This led us to make dozens of small improvements, which when taken together, bring our drag coefficient even lower. I'm excited to share that Lucid Air is now the world's most aerodynamic luxury production vehicle with a landmark 0.197 coefficient of drag. And since we'll never stop improving, I have no doubt that we will go even lower.
Obviously, that was an edited down version of the presentation for the Lucid Air Pure, but I think it gave you all the relevant information because there was a lot of stuff in there that doesn't translate well to audio, like when it's showing off the interior and things like that. So pretty cool car, actually. I do not like the name, and I've said this over and over and over again. I do not like the name Lucid Air Pure, but it's a nice looking car. Dual motor, all-wheel drive, and single motor versions are coming. 410 miles of range, 15 minutes of charging gets you 200 miles. On their website, it didn't say if that was level 2 charging. I have to assume that it is. but their home charger is actually very impressive as well. 480 horsepower, 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.8 seconds, 0 to 100 kilometers in roughly the same amount of time. It's 0 to 62 usually when you compare kilometers an hour and miles. One of the cool things is the rear doors open 90 degrees to the car, so there's a lot of room for you to get in and out of the vehicle. So that's a really nice feature. They talked a little bit about the Dream Drive system, so I'm not going to go too much into that. I will say the 34-inch cockpit display that they have is beautiful. This is an instrument cluster that just kind of goes into an infotainment screen. It's like across the dash. It's really, really nice looking, and it seems to be well organized, which is really important when you're talking about this kind of a display, because 34 inches is pretty big. Throughout the video, they made a really big deal about the Lucid Air line being able to receive over-the-air updates. At this point, I don't think it's that big of a deal. They spent a lot of time talking about it, though, so obviously they're really proud of that fact. One thing that I thought was really cool was the Lucid Air Dream Edition has a 0.2 drag coefficient, and I'm assuming the Grand Touring and Grand Touring Performance also have a 0.2 drag coefficient. Somehow the Lucid Air Pure has a 0.197 drag coefficient. One of the things that I cut out of the clip that you just heard was that the Lucid Air Pure does not have a glass roof option like all the other versions of the Lucid Air do. It only has a metal roof option. So if that's a deal breaker for you, then you might need to move to the Air Touring. Now, how much does all of this cost? It's going to start at a very affordable $87,000. Now, when I say very affordable, I'm saying very affordable based on the specifications of this car and the quality to which it's built. Normally, when I say it like that, very affordable, and then I give a really high number, I'm being sarcastic. In this case, I really am being genuine. I do think that for all of the things and features that are in this car, $87,000 is a fair price. This isn't something that I'm going to be able to afford, but still, I think it's fairly priced for what you get for this vehicle. It's pretty impressive. All right, next up, we're going to have a much shorter clip, and they're going to talk about the Lucid Air Touring. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Air Touring offers an extraordinary fusion of performance, range, and interior ergonomics, which is really unsurpassed by any other competitor. It sits in the heart of our range and offers the most options and flexibility of all our models, allowing individuals to create a version that precisely fits their individual needs. Its dual motor and all-wheel drive configuration delivers 620 horsepower. And along with this incredible power comes exceptional range. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the Air Touring will have an EPA estimated range of 425 miles, well above anything else in its class. And the 18-module battery pack in Air Touring further optimizes interior space and delivers extraordinary rear seating comfort. So Air Touring offers more power, greater range, and faster charging than anything else in its category.
The cabin of Lucid Air Touring takes luxury up a notch with an even more exquisite use of materials and craftsmanship. It features seating surfaces wrapped in Napa full-grain leather sourced from our carbon-neutral leather partners. We juxtapose the premium leather with recycled textiles and synthetics. Whenever possible, we source sustainable materials and employ manufacturing practices to further reduce the environmental impact of our vehicles. Our wood accents are sustainably harvested and have open pore finishes with minimal coatings, so you can feel the authentic wood grain. Another detail inspired by mid-century modern furniture. Air Touring will be available with a standard aluminum roof and the optional glass roof, which you see here. The glass canopy gives an already spacious vehicle an even more open and airy feel. Peter mentioned the additional legroom, and I want to touch on this a little more because it's a hallmark of the Lucid Space concept. Both Air Touring and Air Pure are built with our long-range battery packs, which have 18 modules, four fewer than our extended range pack, which is standard on Grand Touring.
Throughout the video, when they talked about a specific vehicle, they talked a lot about, you know, the specs and what they did to design the vehicle and stuff like that. Not all that made it into those clips. But one of the things they talked a lot about was the interior and the materials they used to create the interior of the vehicle to make it a luxury experience. Now, for every single vehicle, for you to have to listen to that, that wouldn't have made sense. But I did leave it in for the Touring because that kind of gives you an idea, the level of quality and craftsmanship and thought. One of the things that struck me when I went to the Monterey car show in 2017, I think it was, one of the things that struck me about Lucid is the amount of thoughtfulness that they put into their vehicles. Sierra and I got a chance to sit down and visit with engineers and a bunch of other people who worked at the company. And for the most part, they were pretty forthright when we were asking them questions. There were some things they didn't answer, and I tried to push them on certain things or ask questions in a different way, much like the analysts do during the earnings call. And they just weren't budging. So they're pretty well trained in that regard. But Lucid does put a lot of thought into these vehicles. So I just wanted to leave that clip in there for the Touring. So you just kind of got an idea as to where their head's at when it comes to designing the interior of these vehicles, because it doesn't really translate well to audio, to be honest. The specs on the Lucid Air Touring are once again impressive. Dual motor, all wheel drive, 620 horsepower, 0 to 60 miles per hour or 0 to 100 kilometers around 3.4 seconds, a range of 425 miles and an optional glass roof. This vehicle starts at $107,000. Next up, we're going to get a little recap of the Lucid Air Grand Touring and Grand Touring Performance.
Earlier this year, we started delivering Air Grand Touring, and we received extraordinary feedback on the vehicle from both customers and press alike. Now, this is our fully equipped Lucid Air, and it's intended for those who want the best of everything Lucid offers, all in one package. Make no mistake, this is truly an extraordinary Grand Touring machine. Air Grand Touring offers our highest range, 516 miles on a single charge, phenomenal power, 819 horsepower, and our most sublime interior appointments. And for those discerning drivers who seek even more performance from their vehicle, we created Grand Touring Performance. This vehicle pushes the performance limit of our dual motor drivetrains with a considerable 1,050 horsepower and incredible acceleration, especially in the mid-range where the powertrain is designed to really come into its own. All with the same remarkable luxury and attention to detail that comes standard on every Grand Touring.
We've talked about the Grand Touring and the Grand Touring Performance in the past. So, you know, I just figured we're already here and they're talking about it. Might as well just refresh everybody. And Peter Rawlinson honestly does it way better than I could. So a little bit of laziness on my part. The Lucid Air Grand Touring starts at $154,000, but the performance version of that vehicle starts at $179,000. Our next clip's pretty short. Peter Rawlinson's just going to kind of describe their software update process and what was new in the latest software update for Lucid.
Lucid Air is at its core a software-defined vehicle, which means that a large part of the experience is delivered by the software. Our most recent software update, the Lucid UX 2.0, is our most comprehensive yet. It greatly reduces startup time and improves overall system response. The new on-screen layout moves the controls for the most used apps to a more convenient location. And updated navigation and maps put turn-by-turn directions right in front of the driver. We also added new features like Highway Assist with active lane centering and adaptive cruise control for a more relaxed experience behind the wheel, all of which makes Lucid Air more capable and enjoyable with every passing update.
Nice update. Thank you, Peter. Our next clip, Peter is going to talk about the Lucid Air Sapphire. And I honestly think the Lucid Air Sapphire is the coolest thing that Lucid has going for it right now. It is ridiculously priced, starting at $250,000. A handful of people in the world are going to actually be able to afford this vehicle. But still, this car is really impressive.
This is Lucid Air Sapphire. Our Sapphire line represents the pinnacle of electric performance. We launched Lucid Air Sapphire during this summer's Monterey Car Week, and the response has been overwhelming. Lucid Air Sapphire features our three-motor electric drivetrain, including a brand new twin rear drive unit, developed and manufactured entirely in-house, incorporating torque vectoring, which extends the capabilities of the car to an entirely new level. And this rear drive unit works in tandem with a single motor front drive unit to deliver over 1,200 horsepower, making Lucid Air Sapphire the most powerful sedan ever. With Air Sapphire, our team took a holistic approach to technical development, creating a vehicle that works in harmony with the new motor configuration, harnessing its full potential, and providing track-capable handling with ceramic carbon braking for phenomenal stopping power, all as standard.
With Air Sapphire, one of the first things you'll notice is the sportier, more aggressive look. The body has been widened 21 millimeters at the front and 24 millimeters at the rear to accommodate the ultra-high-performance staggered wheels. We also added fender flares to give that aggressive stance. The wheels also feature a removable carbon fiber aero disc, which can be installed for daily driving to achieve maximum aero and range. Or they can be removed at the track for greater brake cooling and performance.
Again, this is not a car for me. Even if I could afford this car, I probably would not buy this version of the vehicle. I might own a Lucid Air if I could afford it, but I don't think I'd ever own the Sapphire because I have no interest in going places fast. But 0 to 60 in 1.89 seconds, 0 to 100 at 3.87 seconds. That is insane. Top speed of 205 miles per hour. Here's the thing. The fact that you could take the wheel covers off so that you can have more airflow for the brakes if you're running it on a track is just, that's one of those things. And it's easy to take off. There's a center, for lack of a better word, knob on the wheel cover, and you just turn it and take it off. It's pretty easy to take off and put back on. Just a lot of thought goes into these vehicles, and it's very impressive. And if I were to actually buy a Lucid Air Sapphire, let's say I won $1 billion, like $1 million isn't going to cover that. I got other things I got to do with $1 million. Say I won $1 billion. The thing that would actually most excite me as a driver would be the heated, cooled, and massage seats. Like, I want ventilated seats. I want seats that will cool me off here in Arizona. And I wouldn't say no to a massage seat. I don't like being touched by humans, but a massage seat would be okay. I'd be okay with that. All right, we have one last clip, and they are going to recap all of the vehicles that they've talked about to this point. They're going to give us a little update on their manufacturing plant here in Casa Grande, Arizona. By the way, they call it Casa Grande. I don't know anybody that calls it Casa Grande here. It's Casa Grande, Arizona. I'm going to have to check with some like people who actually work for the city of Casa Grande to see what they call it. But other firefighters that I know came from there call it Casa Grande. So, yeah, maybe they think they're fancy by saying Casa Grande. Anyway, we'll also get a small update on the Gravity. So let's go ahead and listen in.
Lucid Air Pure is the elemental Lucid Air. It's a vehicle that will open the door for more people to experience Lucid. It delivers an EPA estimated range of 410 miles on a single charge. In fact, our range starts where others leave off. Production starts next month for US and Canada, beginning with the all-wheel drive variant.
Now, Air Touring is at the very heart of our Lucid Air range. It's the quintessential Air, an unsurpassed fusion of performance, range, and interior ergonomics. It becomes even more compelling when you compare it to our competitors, with more power, greater range, and faster charging than anything else in its category. Production has begun for the US and Canada.
Air Grand Touring is an extraordinary Grand Touring machine with relentless range, supercar speed, and lavish luxury. For drivers who desire even more performance, we created Air Grand Touring Performance. And for those that want to express the more sinister side of our vehicles, there's the new stealth look option. Air Grand Touring and Grand Touring Performance are delivering now.
Indeed. Our Sapphire line represents the very pinnacle of electric performance. And the Lucid Air Sapphire is the most powerful sedan ever. It delivers performance numbers that the most discerning drivers will find satisfactory, with even more to come. We will be delivering Air Sapphire in the first half of next year in the US and in Canada. Now, I want to share a little secret. Today's show has been coming to you from Casa Grande here in Arizona, and the floor of our new AMP 1 Phase 2 expansion. Now, this complex adds 2.85 million square feet of world-class EV manufacturing capabilities to our portfolio. And this will be the new home for Gravity, our luxury SUV. And we will begin production in 2024 on this very spot.
All right. Based on everything we just heard, the earnings call and the Lucid Air event, I am going to proclaim that everything is coming up Milhouse for Lucid Air or Lucid Motors or Lucid Group, whatever you want to call it. Sounds like things are going well for them, and I'm happy to hear that. I've been covering Lucid since I started this podcast. Shortly after I started the podcast, they actually went public with the company, and man, I'm really happy to see them where they are. So this is great. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope this was entertaining for you. If you have any questions, you can email me. It's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at 918digital.com. This week is Thanksgiving week here in the United States. So there will be a show on Friday, a new show on Friday. I'm just now getting that together. I'm recording the final part of this on Tuesday night. I started on Monday morning, and now here we are on Tuesday night. I'm finally getting it out. But yeah, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. And to everybody else, I will talk to you on Friday.
So, I'd like to share a film that hits the high notes of this, our very busy year.
The design, the efficiency, the performance, the range, I mean, really, it's everything.
It's beautiful, it's elegant, it's classy, it's everything I would have wanted in a car.
It feels like what a next generation car should be.
I want to congratulate your achievement in being the 2022 Motor Trend Car of the Year. Congratulations.
This is a Lucid Air.
It's a triumph of automotive design.
It's the first time I've seen this on the hill, and I've got to say, it's pretty impressive, the Lucid Air.
This is the new Lucid Air.
F***ing hell. Yes. Yes, it keeps going.
We introduce Sapphire, our true performance, driver-oriented brand.
and it is a monster. The most powerful sedan ever. Less than 2 seconds to 60 miles an hour. Less than 4 seconds to 100 miles an hour.
It's going to be mind-blowing. I cannot wait to drive it.
This thing is epic! Oh my God!
It's really fast.
The technology is second to none.
This feels like the future as defined by someone who understands the sports sedan.
30, 40, 50, oh my God.
So unbelievably, within this classic aluminum flight deck, we have the Lucid integrated drive unit.
We're going to go deep into the heart of the Wunderbox, the space concept,
the rotor,
the battery technology.
There's fantastic technology, beautiful styling, incredible range, great luxury. This car has some amazing promise.
It's outstanding. It's not just one thing in this car. It's everything together.
Outrageous. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.